From the Country Financial Studio, I'm Rita Frazier. This is the RFD Livestock Report. More today with Alan Bierga with the National Milk Producers Federation as we digest USDA actions announced this week to protect livestock health from H5N1, highly pathogenic avian influenza in the dairy herd. And we zero in on one of those changes, which will require mandatory testing for interstate movement of dairy cattle.
Any talk on assistance of any kind to help the dairy farmers?
Right now, you know, USDA is covering tests, and APHIS does have funds to deal with this in the lab. At this point in time, knowing what these impacts are and what parts they should be, that's a little bit on the early to tell department. But it is worth noting that if you want to encourage farmers to test, if you want to make sure that we really get the most robust effort possible to get answers on this, you need to have a wide data set to know what is going on. You know, farmers should not have, and this is something, you know, everybody has lived through COVID-19, you don't want disincentives to participate. And so we have to know how the system works. We have to know what is going on in terms of how farmers are experiencing it, what their needs may be. You know, and at that point, you start having another conversation about, look, this is what's working. This is what could be working better. We share similar goals. Here's how we get there.
But back to kind of what you talked about on the product side, on the milk itself, and the underlying difference between pasteurized and unpasteurized. Can you talk a little bit about raw milk?
It's interesting. I do a roughly monthly column called Dairy Defined. And in February, I decided to take on the issue of raw milk. You see states that are loosening guidelines as far as the sale. You know, our argument has always been pasteurization exists for a reason. And maybe we've gone too far for too long, too well, but you don't want to step backward in time on this. I got to tell you, we published that in February, and this column is aging pretty darn well, because what we have here is Exhibit A of why pasteurization is effective and why we need it for product safety and consumer reassurance. You know, we have this virus. It scares people. People get concerned. They don't want to consume something that could potentially make them sick. We know we have something that can keep them from being sick and gives them that reassurance. Raw milk doesn't do that. And I do hope that this whole experience is just a reminder for folks why the food safety rules are what they are and why milk is pasteurized before consumption, because it's not just HPAI or H5N1, you know, it's all sorts of viruses and pathogens that can exist in raw milk that don't exist in pasteurized milk.
All right, Alan, we've covered some ground here. Anything that I didn't ask you that you think is pertinent for the Illinois ag industry to know about HPAI and where we are with the new guidelines?
It's going to be important to keep in mind that when headlines fade, this issue is not. We're all hoping that as the migration ends and what we have had has worked its way through cattle herds and these cases go away, you know, that there will be a little bit of time to take a look at what worked, what could work better, and what needs to be done next, because the migration is a seasonal thing, and folks in poultry and eggs can tell you this. You know, it has led to changes in the industry. Dairy is going to be needing to have this conversation to ensure the health of the animals, the health of the workers. We really are just at the beginning and far from the end of our industry's response to this issue.
Alan Bierga, National Milk Producers Federation. This is the RFD Livestock Report.